could be more appropriate today than to turn the clock back to join Ma and the folks at Thanksgiving dinner. Ma's got so much to give thanks for. Charlie and Mary Lindstrom are going to be all right. Dr. Ballantyne is going to stay in town. And best of all, the young engaged couple are home for the holiday, Junior and Anushka. Let's join them all. They haven't yet sat down. In the kitchen, we find Faye and Evie and Ma. Listen.
Now, let's see what else. Ice in the pitcher, ice in the glasses, also water in the glasses. Salted nuts, chicory, cranberries, pickles, and olives. Oh, yes. Please, nobody let Jackie fill up on pickles.
Such a pickle lover I have never experienced.
It's funny, too.
Johnny's that way about green olives. Did you look at the rolls, Faye?
Rolls are out. I've got them in the morning.
Oh, well, we'll be sitting down in just a couple of minutes. Is everybody here?
Why, I suppose the door out there. Judging by the commotion, everybody's here and then some.
Wait a minute. Is that the front door?
I didn't hear the doorbell.
Who could hear the doorbell with Shuffle and Willie acting like such clowns out there?
Is it all right to bring some company back here?
Who's it, Gladys?
Mr. and Mrs. Lindstrom are here. They just stopped in to say hello. They're meeting Anushka and her mother and so on.
Oh, Mary Lindstrom and Charlie.
Oh, you go, Ma. You go and say hello. I'll keep an eye on the oven.
All right. Don't you want to see them, say, Effie?
I do. Here, I'll get out and make room for you, buddy, and...
All right, Evie.
I'll come out when I get set up, Ma.
I wish they had come earlier. Or on another hand, later.
I told them about Anushka, their mother, and they said they'd like to meet them.
Sit down, Gladys.
You're my favorite sister-in-law.
You know why?
You don't insist on getting busy in the kitchen. You're willing to sit and look beautiful, which I might add, than which there is none more so.
Complicated syntax, but it finished up pretty nice.
Thank you, Pumpkin. Am I asking an unnecessary question, but have you gained a little weight lately?
Me? Well, Clary, what on earth do you mean?
I don't know, but I'm psychic about such things.
Yes or no? I'll tell you in a couple of days. My bathroom scale's on the fridge. But not a word, Gladys.
Why, you little devil.
Oh, Faye.
Here comes somebody.
Oh, your husband.
Faye, Ma wants you to come out and say hello to the Lindstroms, and Dr. Stevens and Dr. Ballantyne just came in.
Oh, golly, we were just about ready to sit down. Do you want to watch it, Gladys?
Sure, glad to.
I won't bother to take off my apron. I'm a working girl.
You know, I never knew this family was so big. And it gets bigger all the time, doesn't it?
That's what I said a minute ago. And you know what, Uncle Tom, dear? It's very possible that eventually this family might get even bigger.
Hey, Gladys Pendleton Perkins, what on earth can you mean? Of course, you're referring to Junior and Anushka.
I wish you and Faye had something to announce. It would make Ma so happy.
Now, all in good time, Miss Snoopy. All in good time.
Hey, Gladys. Ma wants you. Your mother and father just flew in, Gladys. I guess they wanted to meet Anushka's mother.
My mother and father? Oh. All right. Your turn to watch the turkey, fellows.
How do you watch a turkey?
With your nose. With it smells right up yours.
Well, I guess that makes you and me the chefs, Willie.
Boy, we never had a Thanksgiving like this one. Holy smokes. Did you see the length of that table in the dining room?
Oh, it's just wonderful. Hey, Willie, did you know that the whole civilized world celebrates Christmas and New Year and all that, but the only nation in the world that has a Thanksgiving Day is America?
Listen, you smell something? I think we'd better call the girls.
Oh, Larry, right. Did they leave you here with the oven?
The sisters are saying goodbye now. We'll be sitting down, Willie.
We were just going to send for you. Okay, Tom. Let's get out of here. How soon, Ma?
10 minutes. Tell everybody. 10 minutes.
Look at that turkey. 10 minutes, everybody. 10 minutes.
Now, let me see. Cranberries, olives, chicken.
Yesterday to Ma's Thanksgiving dinner. The dining room table looks lovely. There's a high chair for the youngest member of the group, Gladys and Joe's daughter, Jess. Ma always likes to have the youngster sitting right at the big table with the grown-ups. At her right, Ma's put the place for Mrs. Halleck, Anushka's mother. On her left, she's put Junior. And next to him, the girl he's going to marry, sweet Anushka. At the other end of the table, Shuffle will sit with Gladys on his right and Evie on his left. Willie and Tom are well placed so they can reach the children, and Faye will sit closest to the kitchen door. Let's join them.
Follett, you find the place card for your brother and your cousin.
Janie, darling, you might go follow Sam. She's sitting next to
Sammy, tie your napkin around your neck, honey.
Willie, tie Jackie's napkin around his neck.
Okay.
And Jackie, remember what I told you about pickles?
Jackie, see me after dinner. If you've eaten everything on your plate and drunk all your milk, I'll meet you privately with an intention of my own. A pickle tree.
Tom, honey, that ain't funny. He'll do it.
Oh, let him, Evie. Thanksgiving comes but once a year.
Now, where do I go?
You're over next to Shuffleboard.
Oh, thank you.
Where's Ma?
Ma's not here. Ma will be there in a minute.
All right, now, you kids remember what I told you about Grace. You fold your hands and you bow your heads, and you try to think of everything that we give thanks for.
Pickles, Jackie.
Oh, now, please. You need any help in there, Ma?
Here I am.
Excuse me, dear.
Now, here comes the Gracie children. So little fingers will kindly stay out of the salty nuts and the...
Jackie, likewise, out of the pickles.
I guess we're all here, Ma. Now, who says the grace? Shuffle said it last year.
Well, I was thinking maybe you would, Willie, if you don't mind.
Me?
So what a wonderful idea. You, Willie.
Oh.
Go ahead, Willie.
All right. Our Father who art in heaven, we've got such a million things to say thanks for, I hardly know where to begin. But you know what's in my heart. First of all, here we are, all home and together. 2 years ago, Junior was still in the Air Force. We give thanks for the Air Force, but also for Junior being home. And also for the wonderful girl he's going to marry. We give thanks for these wonderful children. Maybe they get into the pickle dish before it's time, but I've got such love for them in my heart, I can't even say no. We give thanks for this food, for all of us being together, for the happiness which lies ahead. I was talking to Ma before, and Ma said it better than I could, so I'll use Ma's words. With the kids, with Junior and Anushka, we get this side of the world going on and on into the future, world without end, and what we leave undone will be done by our kids and their kids. I give thanks for that because I left so many things undone myself. But maybe my boy Junior will do them. He's a college man. And so, we give thanks. Amen.
Amen. Look around the table with my loved ones, and to me the table stretches on, over beyond the other end, past Shuffle. I see faces somehow familiar, though yet unborn, except in the mind of God. Table laden with the fruits of this good green earth. Table set before the Lord. Peace and happiness on every smiling face and in every innocent heart. Strong young men and a pretty young woman. Someday Faye will be sitting here where I'm sitting, or Evie, or Paulette, or Janie, or Anushka's child. They'll move up into my place, and I'll be gone. But I find right, peace in that knowledge. Like the great swing of what they say about the stars in heaven, revolving and returning to the place of the beginning. Time without end. Forever. I give thanks that I've been given this gift of life. This gift of time. To play my little part in it. Again, This is our broadcast, 7,065. I first came to you on December 4th, 1933. Thank you for all being so loyal to us these 27 years. The part of Willie has been played right from the beginning by Murray Forbes. Shuffle was played for 25 years by Charles Eggleston, and for the last 2 years by Edwin Wolfe. The fairy you've been hearing these past few years has been Margaret Draper, and the part was played for many years by Rita Ascott. For 15 years, our Evie has been Kay Campbell. Helen Lewis plays Gladys, and Tom Wells has been played by John Larkin and Casey Allen. Our director is Richard Leonard. Our writer for more than 20 years has been Orrin Tavros. Ma Perkins has always been played by me, Virginia Payne. And if you'll write to me, Ma Perkins, at Orleans, Massachusetts, I'll try to answer you. Goodbye, and may God bless you.
So, after more than 7,000 broadcasts, 27 years, we say goodbye to Ma Perkins. This is Bob Pfeiffer speaking. Next, Young Dr. Malone. Remember, Monday's CBS News goes double to 10 minutes an hour weekdays on the hour on the CBS Radio Network.